Hey, this is Sean. You probably know that because you're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. What you don't know is that I had on some amazing guests, Maggie Carr, who is amazing, Ted Bracewell, who you guys know already is amazing. This is an amazing conversation. The whole thing is just badass. I love it. I love these guys. This was a great conversation. The unfantastic part about it is I don't learn from my past mistakes. And you're going to hear some crackling and popping because my virtual audio cables got tangled up and my PC needed a hard reset. And we had some weird Skype issues. It was all my fault. It's always my fault. And it was really my fault in this situation. And I could have fixed that all with the reset of my PC and didn't think about it. So, you guys enjoy this conversation. And please just pretend like the crackling and popping is just effects I added because we're talking about horror stuff. So it gives you that creepy horror feeling like we're watching an old movie. So love it. Well, who was that? I don't know who that was, but that guy's voice was amazing. All right, thank you, and enjoy the conversation.
Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause, because it's time for a tangent.
No, it's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey, this is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Maggie, I just sent you an email. Can you check it real quick? I sent you something.
Yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. I got my Gmail up right now.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know how I feel about this. I just sent you my audition tape I just made an audition tape for Scream Queens because I really wanted.
Oh my gosh, that's right, because you met Jamie Lee Curtis at that thing not too long ago, right?
Oh yeah. So in the video you'll see when you play it, I got the Jamie Lee Curtis wig on. You know, I got
look
all
great
stuff.
In that wig. I know you didn't like it when you wore it to the party the other night, but I think you look great in it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I can't wait to get in this movie. I really want to be a part of this show.
I believe in you. You can really do it. Just, you want me to watch it now, or should I?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and watch it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Seth Fuller, and I would be awesome at Scream Queens.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to have to stop you right now.
Okay.
Do you know what Jamie Lee Curtis's hair looks like?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, your average kind of Butch Dykey.
Well, this is blonde. You look more like you're doing a Sharon Stone thing than a Jamie Lee Curtis thing.
Oh, I'm not going to get the part.
No, I mean, not unless you do the Fatal Attraction thing and you plan on spreading your legs in front of a bunch of guys, you know what I mean?
Well, anything goes. I'll do whatever I can get to get the part.
Well, in that case, I think we're going to need to watch some... Wait, is it Fatal... No, it's Basic Instinct. It's not Fatal Attraction.
You should watch Fatal Attraction, too.
Hey,
I love Fatal Attraction.
Ted's here. Did you watch my audition tape?
I started watching it, but I got so distracted by the fact that Jamie Lee Curtis isn't a blonde and you're wearing the wrong wig.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good. It doesn't matter what color the wig is.
It's what's inside that counts.
Yeah.
It's what's inside the wig that counts.
Yeah. So, you guys, since you guys don't like it and you guys are giving me a thumbs down, forget it. Skip. I'm not going to do it.
I don't want to discourage you. I always believe, you know what? I think you should send it in even if you are a blonde, because I believe in you, no matter what your hair color.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a blonde before I lost all my hair.
Mm-hmm, and you looked great.
Yeah, thank
and I think you.
You
look great now, and you look great in anything, and I can't wait to see you on the show, because you're going to book it. John,
wow,
you're going to have
guys,
to tag
I'm like, it. I'm blushing right now. This is incredible. Now, let's get into a podcast.
Ba-dum. Hey, Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, episode 39. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another killer show delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for downloading the show. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. I do have a voicemail number if you'd like to drop me a line about anything, say anything you would like. It's been a couple weeks since I got a voicemail and I'm very sad, but that number is 510-600-3475. Trust me, I don't answer that phone, it's just a voicemail number. I would love to hear it and I'd love to play it, guys. You can also type me out a message the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, first off, he's back. I got my buddy Ted Bracewell, the creator of the Combat Kids cartoon and host on ZombieCast. Ted, what's up?
What is up, Sean? Good to be back. Is this a twofer? Is this two in a row?
This is, there's been one in between, I believe.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, this is my, I felt pity, so I thought, I know you don't have any friends, so I figured you could come hang out with me.
I'm very lonely,
Do you remember a couple weeks ago you said, it was something like this, dude, you need to check out this awesome Maggie versus Evil Dead video. It's pretty cool. You need to check it out.
Yeah, I do. That's exactly how it went, and I said it exactly that way. I said, dude, look at this girl. You should get her on your show. She seems cool.
So that's exactly why we're here, you guys. We're going to play this video live, and then we're going to critique the hell out of it.
Yes.
No, we're not. Actually, you guys, from the Super Awesome Maggie versus Evil Dead video, from the Sister Sorella web series and live sitcom, which I have watched. We'll talk about that. Put your hands together for Maggie Cole! Woo! You hear the crowd?
I hear them. They're going wild. Thank you so much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Settle down, crowd. Settle down.
Please.
Maggie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty damn good, and I wasn't lying.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, this is fucking awesome in the world where I can see some cool stuff on the internet, and I can get a hold of people and be like, let's do a podcast, and I'm like sitting here, basically, you guys are sitting in my room or having a hangout.
It's great. I love the internet for this. It's the greatest thing.
We've got all our cool. See, Maggie's got the solid, we're doing video, Maggie's got the solid, beautiful purple background, but Sean and I are dorks. So I've got all the Halloween movie posters by me, and Sean here's got whatever he's got. But Maggie's sitting here looking like, she looks like Marilyn Monroe sitting here, I'm telling you.
No.
Look at her.
Seriously, I mean, everybody should go to my YouTube channel. I know I never promote it, and barely anybody goes to it, but it is there, and you guys can see Maggie. Like, this is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in the world, right here.
It's real. I mean, guys, you're really pitching it. They're gonna be really disappointed if they go and see.
I already posted an image on the Twitters, and you.
Oh my God!
You'll be a believer.
They're gonna see it. Well, that's great. I'm so complimented. I hope everybody likes it. I set it up just for you guys.
Yay! Yeah, I love that.
It's my bedroom wall. So
you went down to Home Depot this morning. You bought some, I guess, purple paint.
Some pink paint. Actually, this is the same room from the video. It's the same exact room, same walls as in my bedroom and Maggie vs. Evil Dead. It's the same room.
You shot that at your house?
Yeah, I shot it in my dad's house. I'm home. My sister got married yesterday, so I'm staying at my dad's house. And I blew up a bunch of stuff in his kitchen, and there's still some blood on the ceiling in there.
That's all. So what is your sister's name? Let's give her a congratulations.
Her name's Veronica.
Veronica, congratulations.
Hey, Ronnie, you're married.
You are stuck. You are stuck.
You are in for good now.
Deal with it. Yeah, there's no dealing with it. I mean, I don't know how you prepare yourself for a lifetime of torment, but congratulations. That's so awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. Congrats, Ronnie. What do you have behind you, Ted? Is that Halloween 3 and 4 behind you, those posters?
Let's see. I got to look at my. I got Halloween 1. It's my favorite movie. Halloween 1.
There's.
It's Halloween 3.
Yeah, that's 3.
And then over here, I've got Fright Night. That's a custom print over Fright Night over there.
The original? I assume the original.
It's actually like an original artwork. I had a friend who had a movie poster website. The name is escaping me now. I'm very sorry, Michael Rowland. But I traded some animation work for a custom print of a Fright Night poster. And that's what that is. It's really cool. I think it's kind of glaring from the sunlight.
But it looks pretty cool, though.
Let's see. Yeah. And then, of course, I've got...
This does not make for great audio. What are you doing right now?
Sorry, I apologize.
I'm sorry, I asked about the posters anyway.
No,
I just
awesome.
Noticed the Halloween posters. I got excited.
Yeah, Ted.
You like the Halloween films, Maggie?
I do like the Halloween films. I've not seen all of them, which is terrible, but I do like the Halloween films. I like them better than Friday the 13th. as far as all the slasher films, Friday the 13th is probably my least favorite. I get a lot of flack for it.
Ooh, I'm very split. We might have to talk about this, about the...
Gotta love horror movies, man. I grew up on it. I remember being young. Yes, I was young at one point. I remember when I was younger, I'd go to my cousin's house, and all he did was collect horror movies. So I'd just go and I'd borrow all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I'd borrow them all at once, put them in a bag, go home, and just watch the shit out of those movies.
Yeah, I'm a big Nightmare on Elm Street fan. And especially for kids. Well, horror is not always great for kids, I guess.
Yeah,
but like when I was a kid, the Elm Street movies were like the best. They were such like cartoony horror to me. I just loved watching them all just like that as well. Actually, Sci-Fi just had, for Friday the 13th, they had a Nightmare on Elm Street marathon. And I rewatched all of them, and I'd forgotten how hysterical they all are.
They had at the, there's a theater out here called the New Beverly. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's owned by Quentin Tarantino. And they do screenings all the time. And on Friday the 13th, they did a 14-hour, it was called like Up All Night on Elm Street or something. They showed all 8 Elm Streets in a row in the theater.
Oh, that's great. Including Wes Craven's New Nightmare, then.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I kind of wanted to go, but I was like, I don't think my butt could take it sitting there for 8 hours watching. I was like, it sold out in like 10 minutes, but I was like, I know a lot of people that went, and it started at 7 p.m. and I was following them on Twitter, like 4 a.m. They were like, okay, we're starting part 5. The Dream Child is starting. It was 4 a.m.
God.
I was like, good God, you got 3 more of these fucking things. And then it was like 10 a.m. They were all taking pictures of themselves walking out. Like, we did it.
Oh, man. That's a lot. I've done almost all of them in a row before, but I've never done.
But in
I like
house,
doing other things. I'm like doing work and like writing while they're on in the background.
Yeah, on
I'm
house,
just staring at them.
Theater. Could you go do that? I couldn't.
I couldn't do that. I don't think I could do that. No. I like watching all those like old horror films. I like watching background of something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can like bounce in and out of them.
I have trouble sitting through one movie. No joke. I'm just like, I shift around. Like, you guys will notice on the podcast, I shift around. I get very uncomfortable. My back. I guess I'm an old man. My back. I don't know. I'd like, how much did it cost for a ticket like that, Ted?
It was like $30, but
that's a deal.
It's a deal, but I just couldn't rationalize. I've seen all of those movies 100 million billion times. You know, and I did, however, I have the Jason box set. I have been sort of burning through those lately. I love all of them. Halloween, Jason, Freddy. But unlike you, I think Freddy's my least favorite of the three big.
Really?
Yeah, is that kind of like Halloween is my favorite individual movie.
A lot of people like that. I mean, the original Halloween's, it's really hard to argue with that hashtag John Carpenter realness that's happening in the movie. But I don't know. I mean, you could argue that Friday the 13th and Halloween are scarier because Jason and Mike Myers are, I mean, they're clearly scarier than Freddy because they don't talk as much. They're not making puns while they kill people. They just keep killing people. But I think sometimes Freddy's scarier because he's like making such a joke of the people he kills. You know what I mean?
I think he's visually the one that definitely screwed me in the head the most when I was a kid. Just the way he looked, his burned face. I remember when I was a child, they had a store called International Tape and Video. And in that store, they had a door-sized Freddy Krueger, like, life-size poster.
No thanks.
I was like 3 years old, and I remember Dad would say, we're going to go rent movies, and I was like, nah. And I'd stay on the other side of the video store from that poster.
Yeah, I would be the same way. As a kid, a life-size one of those, I would have never been able to walk in. I can't do that. I have an Evil Dead poster. And I actually had it up in this bedroom, and I had to take it down because at night that girl like breaking out of the ground in like the moonlight always like just freaks the hell out of me.
So are you a big Evil Dead fan?
I am. Yeah. If I had to pick like favorite horror films, Evil Dead 2 is probably probably number one. It's tight between that and Hellraiser. That gives you an idea of, like, my favorite genre of horror films. But I really love the second Evil Dead, and I always have.
Actually, you know what? I'm so glad you said that, because I reached out on Facebook to see if anybody wanted to give us a would you rather. And this is going to be the most perfect would you rather, the most fitting would you rather that has ever been created on Horribly Awkward. This is not Horribly Awkward. This is perfect. Okay, so here you go, Maggie. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Joseph Anthony Pitt said, would you rather have complete control of the Necronomicon Ex Mortis in Evil Dead or the puzzle box in Hellraiser?
No way.
No joke.
Oh, man. There's so many questions that go with this, though. My answer usually is, because people ask me this a lot, because I'm a big Hellraiser fan, and I do a lot of Hellraiser posts. People usually ask me, like, hey, like, they'll be like, check out this lament configuration, which is the technical term for the box. Hashtag Hellraiser.
God, listen to that. Listen to that knowledge.
Like, they'll be like, you know, it's pictures of the box on a t-shirt or, like, stuff. And I like to stay away from the box. I don't even want to touch a toy of the box. But, like, would it mean that I would have control over the Cenobites if I had the box?
It could mean anything you want, I guess. I'm trying to... Joseph is an awesome dude.
I've never fully understood the logistics of the box, I'll be honest.
Here's the thing, though. It's incredibly unclear. Like, sometimes it's a puzzle box where it's like, how do you open it? And other times, it's just, like, doing whatever the hell it wants at any point. Like, it's not consistent. No one knows how thing works.
They have 9 of those movies, and I'm sure you've seen them all, even the shitty Revelations one.
I have seen every single terrible one, even that new found footage one.
I like, what was it, Hellworld with Superman, Henry Cavill was in it? Hellworld had Henry Cavill and Lance Henriksen were in it. It was, like, the last one before... The bad
found
one?
Found footage one?
No, it's the one where they make like a game show.
Is that
Superman? They do a game show called Hellworld.
I don't think I've seen this one.
It has Henry Cavill from Superman.
No way.
Yeah.
It's called Hellworld? How have I not seen this?
They have got, I can name them all. There's what? There's Hellraiser,
Hellraiser 2, Hellbound.
Bloodline.
What's 3 called?
Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth, that's right.
Deader.
Hellbound is the Alan Smithy movie.
Hellbound's
I watched Hellbound more times. I mean, not Hellbound, Bloodline. I've watched Bloodline more times than I care to say.
That's the weird space one.
Yeah, and Adam Scott is in it. Is that what his name is? The guy from Parks and Rec? He's in that one. And then after that, they start being scripts, like other writers' scripts that they just put Pinhead in.
It's basically Pinhead presents Hellraiser.
Yes.
It feels like a Tales from the Crypt episode.
Exactly. It's like he comes out at the beginning, is like, here's the deal, and then he leaves. I always like to think of those writers who, like, it was like, hey, listen, guess what? They bought your script. They love it. Just a little change. Just a tiny little change.
We're putting 5 minutes of Pinhead in it.
It's gonna be a Hellraiser movie. Pinhead's gonna be in it. What do you think? Oh, too late. We're already doing it.
I hate you both right now. You guys' memory is good and you remember things. I know I've seen like a bunch of movies and I can't remember anything about them.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I didn't even know about this entire movie of...
What is it called? It's part A. It's called Hellworld. They had all of them on Netflix for a while. I used to be able to... I do horror trivia at this every month, so I have to memorize stupid things. So they had, I believe, after... Bloodline, they had
2005.
They had Inferno with Craig Sheffer.
Yes.
Then they had Deader, which brought back. No, Deader had Kari Wurr, right? Then they had Hellseeker, where they brought back Ashley Lawrence.
Yes, Hellseeker. That's the one with all the where her husband ends up in hell.
Yeah.
Deader is like the super '90s one.
Yeah, with Kari Wurr.
Yes.
And then Hellworld is part 8 with Henry Cavill and Lance Henriksen, and it's actually kind of good.
I've never even seen that. I've never even heard of it. Mm-hmm. How can that be? I've also never read the Hellraiser graphic novel series, which is terrible. I'm a bad Hellraiser fan. So I have so much to do now. Guys, I got to go. I got to watch this stuff.
Okay.
They snap.
Okay, let's take a break.
Sean. I think... That's really hard.
I'm looking up Hellworld. Right here. Hellraiser 8 Hellworld. There it is, trailer.
2005, man.
2005. Maybe I have... No, I would remember that. I feel like the answer to your question would be, I would probably pick Oh, that man, that's really tough. If I could have control over the Cenobites, or let's just say that, it would either be having control over the Cenobites in that, like, M.C. Escher hell world, Leviathan, etc., or having control over, like, the more biblical hell, I guess. I don't know. I'd probably choose to have control over the Cenobites. Because then you can just sick them on people. I'm not interested in world domination.
Why don't
just like
petty little murders and crime.
Why don't we just have control of both? You know, this is the first time we've done it, but we want it all. This is the first. Would you rather that? We're just taking it all. We want control of the world.
Of the entire world.
Of the horror world. You guys, I feel so dumb right now listening to you guys
talk about
horror movies.
You gotta watch those Hellraisers, man. They're fucking craziness. My only problem with the box, as we were saying earlier, the logistics of the box, they make a whole point in the first two movies that it's like so hard to open. They even have like a girl with autism who's like a puzzle genius.
Yeah,
in the second
she's a. The whole point is that she can do the puzzle boxes, but they never go through they never take the time to like figure out how it could what exactly kind of puzzle it is. You just kind of rub your fingers around.
And then it does the thing. But then, am I wrong in saying by around part six, you can open it by just accidentally dropping it on the floor?
Yeah, it becomes one of those things where, like, it chooses you. The only thing consistent about the box at all is every time before the Cenobites come, like, when it goes up in the air, when half of it goes up in the air and then twists and then goes back down, you know shit's hit the fan. Like, that's the only thing that's consistent. But as far as everything else is concerned with the box, like, it could mean anything. It's whatever they need, really.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
When it's stopped with head.
Okay,
I tweeted you the trailer to Hellworld, by the way, so you can try to refresh your memory.
Ted, I can't wait to watch it.
Ted will probably link you and tweet at you. Why am I getting an echo right now? Hello, hello, hello! Hello!
It's all fun. To me, anyway.
I don't know. What happened? This is crazy. You guys not hear this?
I hear it.
Oh. Power through? Power through. Power through. Power through. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
I don't know. It's weird. Now I feel weird about it.
Sounds fine to me. I don't know.
Oh, is it your computer then? If you're not hearing it, it's probably you.
Probably. I could hang up and call.
No. Just unplug your mic and then plug it back in.
All right.
Da-da-da.
Oh, damn it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, are you there?
Hey.
No. Ted, now you're completely muted.
What the shit?
But you're not.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, am I there?
Yeah.
Oh. Something goofy was happening. I think your voices were coming out of my computer, and now they're coming through my headset. There was something goofy happening. I don't know.
Huh.
I apologize.
Oh, hey. Everything sounds good now. Maggie, so I need to know about this Maggie versus Evil Dead thing, because I think this is a fucking awesome video. And
thanks.
So you just thought, is it like a real, were you really trying to reach out to get a part in the show?
I was 100% trying to do that.
That's so awesome.
Very transparent. I'm doing exactly what I say I'm doing. I'm obviously a huge horror fan. And as you can tell from my taste in horror movies, preferring like Freddy and Hellraiser and obviously Evil Dead. I like that sort of genre, like that wink of horror. And, I mean, Evil Dead is, like the quintessential, like, horror with a wink show. Mm-hmm. And when I found out they were making a TV show, I was just like, oh, man, if I could do that, I would be over the moon. And at the time, I didn't have an agent. And I was, like, you know, just an actress working in New York. And I thought the only, like, if I didn't try my hardest to do it, I would really be upset with myself. So I don't know why I thought of it. I just thought I'd make a video and then send it to them. And I know a lot about Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi because I watch all their movies. I've always been huge fans. And I know that they were just like kids who, you know, made a horror film and like tried really hard and got successful that way. And so I thought they would be open to like some kid making short film and then trying to do basically the same thing they're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were really responsive to it, which is amazing and great. It's so great to know the people that you look up to so much are the people that you think they are, you know? And they are.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you have you actually gotten feedback from like Bruce Campbell?
Not feedback per se.
Asshole. You asshole, Bruce. I'll tell Bruce. I'll let him know. I'm just joking.
He tweeted it out. And because I wrote a BuzzFeed article about it and then kind of caught fire that way. And then it got to him through a weird string of, you know, internet wormhole situation. And he retweeted it. And that was like amazing. And then he texted it to a casting director. The casting director for the show, and then they contacted me and brought me in, which was amazing. It was great. So I got to talk to them, and they were really, really nice. And they basically were like, "Listen, it films in New Zealand. It's harder than, you know, just putting you on the show." But Bruce Campbell texted it to them, and he was very complimentary, and I was just so happy to be, you know, like taken seriously and like for like people that I wanted to see it to pay attention to it. And it's gotten so much attention online because the horror community online is just like the greatest community in the whole world. You know, they're extremely supportive and really, really engaged all of the time, constantly doing new things and sharing stuff. So it was just, it's been a great experience all around.
That's awesome. I have to say that video is so well made. It's awesome. You could watch it numerous times. Like you could watch a movie. It's so well made. I'm so curious of all the production that went behind it. It seems so well edited and it's a great video.
Thanks. Yeah. It's, a friend of mine from college. His name is Bailey Donovan, directed it. And, helped with writing the script.
Big shout out to Bailey.
Big shout out to Bailey.
Big shout out.
He and his brother Joel own a company called Dragon Wake Films, and they're the ones that put it up. And then a ton of other of my friends did all of that. I mean, we had a ton of people. If you watch the credits at the end, we had tons of people helping out on the film. And it took 3 days and some pickup shots and, you know, blowing up a lot of stuff in my dad's kitchen. All the special effects was done by Steve Tolan, who owns a company called Tolan FX. And they do a bunch of special effects for TV. They're doing a TV show that films in Pittsburgh right now called The Outsiders. It's on WGN.
Mm-hmm.
They did a bunch of other stuff. They're a super successful SFX company. They do so much amazing special effects. And they blew up the head in my dad's kitchen. And they're the ones that did the zombies or the deadites in the video. And they're all just a bunch of my friends who I asked to come out in the middle of the night in a random shed in the middle of Pennsylvania and, you know, pretend to be zombies.
That's so fucking awesome. Seriously, it is. And I love that last part where you guys are trying to barricade the doors. And then, you know, the doors open out. It's like fucking perfect. That's perfect.
I'm going to watch it again right now.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You should. It's great. That part, that was really fun to film in there. When we were filming in that shed, I'm sure that I'm not the first actor to ever experience this, but when we were filming the actual, like, zombies killing us all sequence, I was like, I could literally do this forever. It's so much fun because it's hard not to, like, really get into it when there's, like, zombies coming at you, like making moaning sounds. And I've seen so many zombie movies, but actually doing it is such a rush, and it's so much fun to be like,
yeah, it seems covered like in so blood much fun
and fighting these groaning things in a random shed. It was a blast.
What I liked about your video really is it's got the same comedy that Ash vs. Evil Dead, which is a fucking amazing show. Like, that's the one of the only shows that I've seen literally in years where all 10 episodes were solid, fun.
It's a perfect show.
No,
it's
perfect.
Yeah. No, it's a perfect filler, TV show.
No filler episodes, no filler content. It's just it's a riot.
Yeah, it really is. It's super entertaining, and it's really, really funny. And it's not just funny and like little, like, I mean, of course, like his asides and his wisecracks are hysterical, but also there's like very funny, like violence happening, very yeah. funny action happening. That's just hysterical. And, but it also doesn't negate how good the special effects are on that show.
Oh yeah.
I like can't get over how good it looks. And they're all, I mean, it's just, it's really, really great. I completely agree with you. Up until the very last episode of the first season, I was like blown away by it.
Have you guys watched any of the behind the scenes? Like, there's that one scene where all the blood goes gushing out of that door, hits that one girl. What's that girl's name? I don't know. She's fucking awesome, though.
I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Her main sidekick?
Yeah, yeah. I love that chick,
yeah,
man. She's awesome.
I don't give away.
But there's that scene where she goes up to the door and it's all the blood comes out. I watched the behind the scenes where they literally had this bucket, that big thing, that big container of the blood that just shoots out that slide.
Yeah.
Thing.
Awesome. I when that happened, I was like, oh my God, that's totally a callback to the blood coming out of the hole in the wall in Evil Dead 2. And I always wondered how they did that too. I always pictured some PA with like a hose just spraying it right into Bruce Campbell's face for that part. But I didn't see the behind the scenes for the TV show. Is that how, because that was a significantly like larger spray of blood than just like what could have been like a hose.
Like, yeah, it was like this. Yeah. It was a big container in it, and it just dumped over. It dumped over and just spilled. Like, it's the actual girl there. She's strapped up to these ropes that pull her backwards onto the ground.
Oh, and, like, I see. So the blood. Yeah. So it's not actually pulling her. That's cool.
Yeah, that was that's awesome to watch stuff like that. I would love to just imagine that the people who film these movies and shows have as much fun as we do as the audience.
Yeah, I hope so. I've done more horror this year than I've ever done, and every single horror film I've worked on has been the most fun film experience I've ever had, because they're just so, it's really hard not to get into it. So I think they do. I hope they do.
What are you working on anything now?
I actually just finished filming a short film that's a precursor to a feature film called Help Me. And the short film, which is premiering at Fantastic Fest this fall at Draft House, Alamo Draft House. They're the ones who are distributing it, actually. It's premiering there, and the short film's called Help Me First. And we just stopped filming that, like, 2 weeks ago. And that was actually filmed in an abandoned asylum. Remember that show Ghost Adventures? What channel was that on? Those guys with the tight shirts, like those bros, those really bro-y guys are like doing ghost hunting. Do you know what I'm talking
tight
about?
Tight shirts. I know exactly the show you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is it on Sci-Fi? Maybe Sci-Fi. It sounds like a Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it's called Ghost Adventures, I think. They
travel
went
channel.
To this place once. Yeah, Travel Channel, that's them. Oh. They went to this place and like did like looked for ghosts there, and it's apparently an extremely haunted. It might not have been an insane asylum. It might be like a hospital, or maybe I think it was first a poorhouse and then like an old person home. I can't remember. It's called Hillview Manor. That's the actual name of it. And it's abandoned and terrifying. And we filmed in there. And in the movie, it's supposed to be an old insane asylum. Ooh. And it's about ghost hunters going in to a haunted asylum. And we did a lot of the work on GoPros. So a lot of it was like me alone with GoPros attached to me in like these rooms with these people dressed up as ghosts. And it was so terrifying, but so much fun. I could have done it forever.
I always wonder about like stuff like that. Like when you get in these situations, when you're filming them, do you allow the terror to come over you and let yourself feel as scared as we think you are?
Yeah. I mean, I think I try to, but always in a fun way. Cause you like, yeah. you know, it's not, you're not in danger,
maybe.
But still if somebody creepy is coming toward you, even if you know, it's just a dude in a mask, or a girl dressed up to look creepy, like a ghost, it's still creepy when they're like walking creepily toward you or just standing there. Like it still gives you the chills, like the images. And if you kind of let yourself like let go and have fun, you can be like, I mean, you know you're not in danger, but you can really get yourself like, you know, rushed up. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. You know what? Even though there's guys with cameras around and there's people dressed up like ghosts, that does not mean there's not something actually creepy going on in this creepy building.
I know. When we were there, listen to how this is so classic. The power went out at one point. The grips and the sound guys and the lighting guys were like, we didn't open these doors. The lights are going off. The power's off. We all need to go back. And I was like, we're all a bunch of 20-somethings, and the power just went out in an abandoned asylum. I'm not going to be the first one to die, but I'm the blonde, so I'm definitely going to
die. Did you have a nerdy guy, an athletic guy, sort of the awkward pot smoking guy? You had like all the archetypes of horror movies were in your group. You realized?
Yeah, we did. We definitely in the film there was a guy who was like athletic and cool, and there's like a semi dorky like tech guy. And I'm the blonde girl, so I was like, I'm going to go first. If there's really somebody here, I'm done.
That would make for an awesome story, though, later. Not for you, it wouldn't. But, you know, for the other guys, like, you know, we were filming this movie, and Maggie, like, she got, I mean, I don't know what happened, but
she went missing, and then we found a piece of her later. It was awesome.
Just a piece of me.
Just a piece.
There's her head in a box. Check us out. This is real. That's awesome. Yeah, that's I always wondered about stuff like that. Because me, personally, I've never been on the set of a movie around anybody shooting movies or TV shows. And I'm always curious about all the small details, the behind-the-scenes stuff that normally you don't get out of people. When you ask people in a lot of interviews, it's always like PR stuff. And sometimes you don't get I want to know the small details. That's what I'm trying to say. I like to know, did somebody trip on stage? Did anybody fart during a scene? I mean, that stuff really interests me, honestly. The stuff that normally you wouldn't think people would care about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's so interesting the little things that happen on sets. Like one specific thing, like stuff like that I can think of that's interesting about Maggie vs. Evil Dead is that the very last shot of the like short film. It's a short film.
Yeah, sure.
The very last shot of it before it goes to black, I'm smiling at this camera. I'm smiling at the camera, which is pulling up on me as a zombie eats me. And the very last second, I stop smiling and like wince because the zombie next to me is like eating too much or like getting too close to me. And it's very funny. And people tell me all the time, like, oh, that was my favorite part. And that's not acting. That's like me like almost getting like hit by the other zombie eating the other dude. And Bailey, the director, kept it in because he thought it was so funny.
Was it you getting grossed out a little bit or?
He was like just going to town on this guy. Like he was really that guy, his name is Drew, who was playing that zombie, was like really into it. It's really easy to get into that kind of stuff. And he was just like going to town, this guy's fake intestines. And he just like got a little violent and thrashy. And I thought he was going to elbow me in the face. So I like moved my head a little bit at the end. And it looks like I'm like grossed out, like, ew.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, the very last. I just saw like the last like 10 frames.
And people were. I really like the end.
Yeah, I just checked it again. The last 10 frames. You kind of do this like this sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 in a short film.
I just like went back a little bit. But it's
I wanted to say
me like actually trying to move my face away from his elbow.
I was actually. I got to do extra work last weekend. You know, Scout Taylor Compton from Halloween. She's in the remake of Halloween, plays Laurie Strode. She plays Jamie Lee Curtis in the remake of Halloween. I was in some movie with her, and I was just an extra. And, yeah, and that, from what, I mean, I don't know much about film sets, but I was the main extra in the background. I had to go, I was named Gotta Go Take a Piss Guy. And what it was is she was in a restaurant. She's pregnant and goes into labor and starts bleeding, and it's a goofy horror movie. And my whole thing was I had to be in the background, and I had to just get up and go take a piss, come back. And then when she goes into labor, I have to look all excited and go like, you know, and start clapping and everything. And that was – I have very little experience on a film set. That was 4 hours of sitting at a table with the most god-awful smelling food that you're not allowed to touch and under your nose. And I seriously started to feel like I was going to throw up. And I was like, I'm in the background of this movie and they're filming. And I really think I'm going to throw up in the background from having to smell this horrible shit. But it was fun, but not fun. Maybe being the star is more fun, but listening to their weird conversation 30 times and pretending to go take a piss 30 times. And
A lot of people think that. What were you saying? Good?
Oh, no, I was letting you talk. I was going to say, Maggie, go ahead and say something.
Thanks. I was just going to say that a lot of people think that it's a lot more glam. Like, it's hard work doing something over and over and over again. And especially when you have to, like, eat things or drink things, you can get, like, really in a space, like, repeating the same thing over and over again. I had to drink wine in a short film once. It was just grape juice, but I had to chug a glass, like, a wine glass of grape juice. And we did, like, 12 takes of it. And then by the 12th time, I had chugged, like, an entire bottle of grape juice in probably, like, 4 minutes, and then I literally had to go to the bathroom, and I threw up all of this grape juice.
Yeah, that's the thing. No. I have a nervous stomach as it is. I have, like, anxiety that gives me a nervous stomach, and I think I would just get to where, like, I start feeling the heat in the back of my head, like I'm going to puke. You know that awful feeling, pre-throw-up feeling?
And you're just trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I had that earlier today for no reason. I have no idea. I was like, I'm going to go to Walmart. No, seriously. I got halfway to Walmart. And I was like, am I going to throw up right now? This is very awkward when I'm driving. I was like, I can't go in Walmart, so let me stop at Burger King. Bad idea. Let me go to Burger King and get something in my stomach.
Pull over at Burger King.
Well, I needed something in my stomach, and I didn't want to go to the store and buy it. So I went and bought like a little chicken sandwich, which I ate like 2 bites of it. And I'm sitting in my car, and I was like, fuck, I can't go to Walmart. I got to go home. I might throw up right now. And then I started driving home. I started sweating. Pulled my hat off. I'm sweating. I'm getting dizzy. I get home, and it kind of went away, but I was like, what was that all about? That was very weird.
I think it's your nerves. It's like you get that little tinge of you got to throw up, and then the nerves set in, and they make it like a million times worse.
Yeah, and they push you further and further. I like, though, that like you like respect Walmart more than Burger King, where you're like, I can't throw up in Walmart. I'll pull into Burger King, though.
Drive-through. If I throw up, I'm throwing up in my car, in my truck. I am not going to go in Walmart and be in line like, fuck.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
It really is. It really is. Especially if you're on a film set. It's not the greatest feeling.
No,
but
hell
at least
no.
At least if you throw up on film, they can probably do something with that.
They can use it.
They can use it.
Yeah, Walmart, I don't think, could have used it.
Yeah, well, Walmart. Walmart's Walmart. No one would even have cared. Like, I see shit like this every day.
The guy would have just kept checking out people at the counter.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, I had somebody throw up on the floor when I worked at Baskin Robbins when I was like 16 or 15. I worked at Baskin Robbins when I was young, and I remember someone just threw up on the floor and like, fuck.
Oh man.
Yeah, whatever. I was like, get the fuck out.
32 flavors
I'm just kidding.
Now. Am I right?
32. Yeah, it's brand new flavor, guys. You guys want to try this new topping on the sundae?
It's only on the floor though. It's a floor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just scoop it up. If you scoop it up, you can keep it. I promise. Yeah, but I have a lot of respect for anyone who gets behind cameras and shit. Like, I don't even like putting my videos up sometimes on YouTube. I'm very self-conscious about everything. I got crooked teeth. I'm lucky you guys can't see my big funny ears underneath my headphones, you know?
You look very telegenic. You look very nice.
You know what? Because I have the glasses on, which I don't normally have.
I had 3 years of braces, see?
Yeah,
it was a fucking miserable experience.
Dude, I had braces when I was younger, and I whined, Mom, take these off. I don't like them. They hurt. Like, I was a little crying baby, and they got taken off, and now I just got crooked teeth.
Did you not wear your retainer like you were supposed to?
I didn't wear shit, dude. I grew up in life just getting by. I didn't do anything I was supposed to do unless I was forced to do it.
I have these giant – my teeth are way too big for my head. I have these – they're very straight, but they're like Jim Carrey teeth. They're too big for my head.
No one will ever think that besides you. I promise that.
Yeah, I think that's something you only know if you're inside your own head, you know?
Yeah, I live inside my head.
I have never had braces, but I do have bonding. Fun fact about me, I do actually have a natural gap in my teeth, like one of those Anna Paquin gaps.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was like in seventh grade, I had it, like there's bonding in between my teeth. There's just fake stuff in between.
Really?
That makes me look like I don't have a gap in my teeth.
I love gaps, though. They look awesome.
Anna Paquin can pull it off.
That's what people say.
It's like Jewel. Jewel has those crazy crooked teeth, but I think that's part of her look. People always like, why did she get her teeth fixed? I'm like, I like her teeth. I like those little
I think Americans in general are a little too transfixed on teeth and like teeth being perfect and straight and like neon white, which is not what teeth are actually like. That's not actually their color. Although you both have very white teeth.
I do not have.
I have this blazing sun is hitting me dead in the face. It's kind of like
camera trick. I don't have white teeth or crooked teeth. I mean, straight teeth. Fuck it. What are we talking about teeth for?
I don't know. You know, it's a horribly awkward podcast. It has to go to teeth at some point, right?
You know what else is horribly awkward? Okay, so on Twitter a couple weeks ago, you put something about, what's this LOL thing? Because it can't get it out of my head. If I see the words LOL, I can't get it out of my head. I see a little person drowning.
Yeah, so, like, for some reason, every time, since LOL has been a thing, which is like, what? When did LOL start? Like 2006?
When did LOL start? Fun fact, I don't know.
Earlier than that? Probably earlier than that. Since it's began, I have seen like a little man drowning being like, hell. Like his one arm is like bent and he's like waving and his other arm is kind of sinking and reaching up. And that's what I've always seen. Yeah. Especially if the LOL, the first L is capital. But if it's lowercase, I also see just a guy, like, trying, like, drowning and, like, yelling for help as well.
Okay. I'm about to blow you guys' mind. When do you guys – okay, LOL was found in publications as early as 1560.
1560? No one was LOLing in 1560. There was, like, plagues and stuff.
Were they ROFLing in 1560?
Yeah, yeah, there's, like –
we're laughing.
There's a plague. The Black Plague is here, LOL.
Yeah, like the plague came and they were like, LMAO. I can't believe the plague is here.
The online use of LOL might date back as early
as the online use started in 1560. That's when the online use started.
The online use.
Yeah,
1800s. 1800. Yeah, I can't. Once you guys see this, capital L.
I see it in my head. Right.
Yeah, once you see it, you won't be able to unsee it. And I'm pissed.
Well, what's funny is I tweeted it. Like a while ago, and I was like, does anybody else see this? And then no one liked it, retweeted it, commented on it. I'm not even sure people looked at it. No one said anything.
Well, I saw your comment that says nobody else sees it, and I was like, nobody else sees what?
I commented on it, and like months later, and was like, I guess not.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the issue that we all have where you tweet or you Facebook something that you know in your mind is genius, and then you wait, and no one likes it? And no one replies to it. And you go, what is wrong with people? This is great.
I know. This is gold. The thing about – you never know with Facebook or Instagram or anything. Every once in a while, you'll put up something stupid, and it'll get like 150 likes. And you'll be like, why does everybody like this so much? It's just me eating an ice cream cone. I don't understand.
Well, you have the thing where you're obviously a very attractive young lady. Oh. And this is the internet. So you have the benefit that Sean here and I don't have.
Yes.
That,
no, you're handsome, dude. You got it.
You have the white knight mentality of dudes. You could post a picture of yourself clipping your toenails, and they're going to go, wow, that's the greatest toenail clippings job I've ever seen. You have that whole thing going on, right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that see, true. We don't get that.
Let's put this to the test, guys. Follow Maggie on Instagram, and you guys are going to see some toenail clippings within the next –
yeah, let's do the toenail clipping test.
You know what? I've posted so many toenail clipping pictures. I feel like I couldn't possibly post any more. I don't want to like fill up my feed with that. You guys understand.
What we should do is just put a bunch of fake blood on your toes and say, I clipped my toenails too short. And so it looks like your toes are just bleeding, and I bet you people love the shit out of that.
The test, too, is, and I've seen many female friends of mine who are attractive, say that you're having car trouble, and you'll have 9,000 people, oh, where are you broken down? I'll come get you, babe. It's like,
oh,
who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
That's kind of scary. No, thank you.
And if I ask family, they're like, no, I'm kind of busy right now. I'm watching Friends.
But Instagram is just filled with people waiting. Dudes waiting to help girls whose cars break down. What kind of person, though, is like, oh, no, my car broke down. Maybe I'll go to Instagram to look for somebody to help me out.
Well, it's bored. Like they're not looking for help. They just want – it's the pity post. You know, like, woe is me. I'm having car trouble. Yeah, everybody say how great you are. You know, it's a pity post.
Jeez.
Yeah, people just take pictures of random shit. You know, every once in a while, like, I'll have some amazing food, and I'm like – I know people don't like food, but look at this fucking cool-ass taco salad. It's huge. For no reason. You know what I'm a sucker for is those first-person point-of-view making food videos.
Oh, yeah.
I watch like every single one. Every single one. I can't not watch it. I love them. I save so many of those. I'm like, one day, probably not. But one day, maybe I'll make one of these things.
Oh, me too. I have so many of those saved. So many. I'm never going to make that pesto. I think whenever I look at like my starred emails, I'm like, I'm never going to make that goddamn pesto. Just delete it. And I think, no, maybe one day. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to make it, though.
Yeah, maybe one day. Or you just watch the video and you get your cravings right there. You just watch it like, that's delicious. Oh, God, that's delicious. Okay, I'm good. Now I move on to my regular shitty diet.
My cooking show would be first person to me making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Awesome.
That'd be my
I can tell.
Yeah, Ted would be great. He'd make little combat kid cartoon characters out of his sandwich bread.
That's impressive.
She has no idea what that is.
Yeah, Ted made a cartoon.
Throw up my internet movie all the time to guests.
Wow, what happened to the video? Did it stop your guys' end?
Yeah, Maggie's video. Or yeah, my video went away. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta push the video. You probably have to push the video thing again. I don't know what happened. It's weird.
Oh, Ted came back. Can you see me?
No, you just gotta. You probably have to re-click your.
You have a little blue circle.
There it is.
I don't know what happened. That was weird. But yeah, Ted does a little cartoon. It's not a little cartoon. Ted made a cartoon. He spent 15 years of his life making this cartoon. Not really. But he put it on, it's like a 30-minute cartoon. He got like 4 million views on YouTube. It's not a little cartoon anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you post about this on Instagram?
There's probably some Instagram stuff on there. It was just a Mortal Kombat fan film because I love Mortal Kombat. But it was done really adorably. And NetherRealm Studios, who makes Mortal Kombat, like officially endorsed it because it was, and it just exploded and it's got 4 million views. And I was like, I had no plans to make a sequel. Now I'm like, I guess I got to make another one.
That's so amazing. That's why I love the fucking internet, man.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the hell you want and it works.
Yeah, he can make a cartoon about little kids murdering other little kids and ripping their heads off and cutting them in half. Yeah. Blood everywhere. Jason Voorhees
really
in there.
It's a lot of child death, but it's Mortal Kombat if they were all 5 years old.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it is.
I want to see that. I have to see that immediately.
I will link you. I will link you on the...
Yeah, link me on that. I'm Instagram stalking you right now to see if I can see anything.
If you've got a half hour to kill, we when Alex Esso was on like 2 weeks ago, Sean did the same thing. I was like, okay, I sent it, and she's like, it's like it's 25 minutes long, so whenever you have time, no obligation to watch it. But
I will totally watch it.
Yeah,
okay, scary stories to tell in the dark. You posted pictures of those. I remember that. I remember when you posted
those. I love scary stories to tell in the dark. I love that book.
That artist is amazing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It's so unbelievable. Those pictures are so scary. They haunted my childhood dreams, but I was obsessed with that book.
Well, interesting thing. I did not really discover that book until I was older, until just a few years ago. I really didn't know about it, and I just became – I actually looked up the audiobook. And I started listening to it, and I was like, I cannot fucking believe these are children's stories. This is like the most horrible stuff I've ever heard. And
I sort of
got a new obsession with it. And I bought the Treasury, which is like the whole I'm looking at your face rather than the camera. I got like the whole Treasury of like all three volumes in one. And I've become obsessed. And they have a documentary coming out about it. And they've got the movie.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro is doing the movie.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't know that. I used to love that book when I was a kid. I haven't read them very much recently, but I read the book all the time when I was a kid, and those stories are not for children. I think the recommended age range is I can't remember what the recommended. I feel like I was 9 when I got them, and I'm pretty sure I was like firmly in the recommended age range.
Every story is basically like, a man went down to the store with his wife, and his wife got lippy, so he cut her head off. The end. It's like, what? What?
It seems like the morals of the story. Well, actually, you know what? I read somewhere once that they're all based off of, like, all of them are, like, based off of other horror urban legends.
Yeah.
But retold in some ways. So there's The Boy That Cried Wolf, I remember, is in there. There's one about a guy making sausage out of people.
Yes, out of kittens and children.
Yes, kittens. Kittens and children.
His wife, they said his wife starts yelling at him and he gets sick of listening to her. Because I know every story in that book like the back of my hand because I've listened to him over and over again. His wife starts yelling at him, so he kills her, turns her into sausage. And then, like, his banker comes in, he kills the banker, and then, like, he says, and then all the puppies and kittens started missing, and then the children started missing, and no one knew what was happening. And then a little fat boy came in, and he tried to kill the fat boy with a butcher knife, and the kid got away, and he told everybody, and the story ends with the parents, like Freddy Krueger style, come to get revenge, and they feed him to his sausage grinder. Oh. And that's how the children's story ends. It's like, are you shitting me?
I do remember that. You know another one I remember from that? I remember one where, like, a family, American family, goes to, like, Mexico on a trip and brings back a little puppy that they found, and then they take it to the vet, and the vet tells them it's a rat, just a gigantic rat.
It has rabies, and the kid's been sleeping with it.
Dude, that's the one I remember, the rat one, because... Yeah, my memory sucks, you guys. I didn't have many. I've never been a strong reader, so I've never had many books. But I remember I did have those books. And Where the Sidewalk Ends, shit like that.
Well, that's a fucked up book, too, Where the Sidewalk Ends. I had to help my parents clean their attic out back during Christmas because they moved, and I found Where the Sidewalk Ends. It's been up there for 20 years, and I was like, keeping it. This is amazing.
That is.
Yeah. Those stories are messed up, too.
Yeah, they all are. The dude who rewrote Scary Stories and Shel Silverstein should, like, come together to make, like, the ultimate messed up children's book. And, like, put Lemony Snicket in there as well. And then kids will never sleep again.
I think the most screwed up story in that book is The Thing. Do you remember that one? About the kids thing? Who see the creature crawl out of
the two friends, the guy, the friends, and it gets closer and closer to them, like in the field. It turns out it's them, though. It's a dead version of one of them.
What it is he gets close to it and he says, he touches it, and then he gets sick and dies, and they say on the night he died, he looked just like the thing. So the kid melted and turned into like a horrible skeleton at the end. It's in the artwork is like this horrible zombie face guy.
I remember the thing. And yeah, he's wearing like a blazer, though. It's like a zombie thing, like wearing like a reasonable blazer. I remember.
It's fucking terrible. In fact, I'm reaching for the book right now. I got it around here somewhere.
You guys are making me want to go and read this. Dude.
Yeah, here it is. You have it. You Instagrammed it. Yeah, look at him. He's wearing like a nice suit. See?
Yeah, I remember that picture.
Yeah. It's
how
so
do you
weird.
Carry around that big-ass phone case?
Oh, yeah, it's
that's so awesome.
Like, I have, like, a semi-addiction with ridiculous phone cases. I'm constantly...
That looks exactly like my ex-girlfriend.
That's the bride, too. That's, like, that's a killed wife of somebody.
That's the haunt... I think that's from The Haunted House, is what that one was called. The bride is the girl who locks herself in the chest.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, right there. That's the most fucked up piece of artwork in the whole book, if you can see that right there.
See how he's wearing, like, a reasonable blazer? I always remember that as a kid, that I thought it was weird that this, like, monster thing is wearing, like he's going to an interview or something.
Yeah, he looks clean.
It's like, I know I'm here at 5, but it's a 5:15 appointment. I just want to be early, though.
Well, this is the whole set of every story from all three books, and it's, like, $7 on Amazon. I recommend Scary Stories of Telling the Dark Treasury. If you want to read the most fucked up book ever put out.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I hope it's digitally because I can't touch books. The fill of paper gives me the...
I love the smell of a good book.
No, it's touching
the
it.
The feel
like
of paper.
Like a newspaper? I'm not opening a newspaper. Seriously, I get these... like
Thank God for live in 2016, man. That would be really hard. And
I love going to Barnes & Noble and just smelling the ambiance.
Yeah, I can't touch paper. I just, it's like putting a popsicle stick in between your teeth. I just don't want to do it.
Oh, I like popsicle sticks in between my teeth.
You're just like, you can do, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, after I eat a popsicle, sometimes I'll just like hold the popsicle stick in my mouth for a while. You know
nope,
what I mean?
I'm good. Nope, that's gross. That's not gross, but like I think my arm hairs are standing up right about now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Awkward type of thing.
Yeah, Maggie, you're an awesome fucking guest. I swear. I feel like we can go forever. You only have a little bit of time, right? You got to scat out here quick.
What time is it? Oh my God, it's 7:10. Look, I could talk to you guys forever. Yeah, I just have a little bit more time. I'm sorry to
You've already got an hour, so you're rocking and rolling.
You guys are great. I could talk to you two forever.
That's awesome. Yeah, I try to be the friendly guy because that's all I got going for me.
Oh my goodness.
And I know how to put together a podcast. I know how to edit a podcast at least.
Hey, Sean, Maggie, I could talk to you two forever and ever and ever.
I want to hug you and squeeze you and call you George.
What's that from?
What was that, Animaniacs? What's that from?
I have no clue.
It's a cartoon. Animaniacs. It's a little girl and she like squeezed the animals. Like she'd get. Or is it Looney Tunes? I don't know. I gotta look this up now. Oh, you guys, Ted, talk!
Talk. Maggie, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I have not actually, listen to this. People always yell at me, I've not watched The Walking Dead.
Not one episode.
I've not seen a single episode.
Holy shit, what the hell?
I know. I own the very first graphic novel, and I've not seen a single episode, and I've not read the book. I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's kind of crazy.
It really is. I've never gotten into it. I don't know why. You know what it is? I don't think it has like the I'm very much into like the feel of a horror show or like a horror movie or television show. And that show just feels like, I mean, it's really just what it would be like to actually be in a zombie apocalypse. You know what I mean? And it feels very much like I've never seen it. I'm just going off of like commercial and stuff.
It's the most depressing thing ever on TV, really.
Yeah, it feels like a TV drama and there just happens to be zombies involved. And I think that may be why I never was like compelled to watch it or felt like I needed to. And also, it's really hard to just pick and choose like all the horror stuff you're going to watch. Because I mean, if you're a horror film fan, you spend most of your time just trying to keep up and like watching all of the movies.
Yeah.
I love cult horror, which means I will just have movies to watch forever and ever. Like I was just watching The Puppet Masters.
wait. Okay. There's Puppet Master and there's one called Puppet Masters. I think had Donald Sutherland. Is that right?
That's right. I've actually been posting a lot about this on Instagram and a lot of people have been coming out and like telling me the difference between all of them. The ones I know are the Puppet Master.
With the little puppets,
Blade.
Blade and Six Shooter.
Yeah, Pinhead is that the name of one of them? That one is
there's one with the drill on his head.
Yeah, the one that looks he's like wearing like a Nazi uniform and he has a drill.
Oh yeah, and he has like a flamethrower mouth, right?
Yes, but not in the first one. Later on he develops that. And then the leech woman.
Yeah, that made me want to, speaking of throwing up, leech girl made me want to vomit when I was a kid.
You know, it's so funny. Everybody I've talked to online and like about the shows, all of the girls love leech woman. And every guy's like, get her away from me. And I think that's why girls like her. It's nice to see like a girl that's so creepy.
Is that a girl power thing? The leech girls like,
yeah, like, you know. Like our feminist, she's the small part of the feminist movement.
She had an endless, her body is like this big, yet somehow she had an endless supply of leeches, just like there was a leech farm inside of her.
Yeah, it's so creepy. But I was just watching those, and people keep posting to me like, I was like, I have all of them. They're like, no, you don't. There's a million more of them. And I was like, I'll never be able to watch them. Never, ever. So I never got into The Walking Dead. And I know it's terrible. And maybe I will someday. But it never was like specifically up my horror alley.
It's not horror. It is what you said. It's a TV drama with zombies. That's exactly what it is. It's not
the villain,
horror.
Like I was going to say Ash vs. Evil Dead. You know, the villain is demons. That's the villain.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, the zombies are not the villain. The zombies are just kind of like, they're just an obstacle in the background. The villains are other people.
Yeah, yeah. And the true thing is that it's all about them getting in the way of themselves.
Yeah.
Except
like,
zombies.
The world would be fine, but people keep
killing
each other. If they would just work together, they could solve the problem. But everybody's always the people are worse than the zombies.
Yeah,
hey guys, Leech Girl's hot. I'm in. Leech Girl's hot.
I gotta show Maggie my my famous horror movie drawing. I'm gonna put it in the Skype. That's my claim to, or one of my claim to fame is this drawing.
You drew this?
Yeah, it's been everywhere. It's like
I was about to say, have you put this on Instagram?
Probably. I actually am trying to get it. They're opening the horror museum in Hollywood, like all the big people, and I've actually contacted them about getting the actual original hung in the official horror museum because it's actually a pretty well known piece of work.
Yeah, I've 100% seen this before. You drew this?
Yeah, that's mine. I got the original. Right, looky, see if I can do it. There's the original. You can't. It's right over there by the heater, if you can see.
Look at you, bro. That's amazing.
Yeah, Ted's very talented. Sometimes I get nervous bringing him on the podcast because he does everything way better than I do.
No way, Jose. Sean, you're great.
I love Sean. Sean's my buddy.
Here's my painting that I painted. It's not very great. Where is it?
I can't see your video. Your video's spinning.
Right in the middle.
I can't see your video screen either.
What?
Your screen is spinning.
My screen is spinning.
Where have you seen my drawing? I gotta feel good about myself. Where have you seen this? Just the internet somewhere?
I've seen it on Instagram. 100%. Because I search like all the hashtags, and then I just look at what's going on. And this is definitely, I've seen this multiple times under like hashtag horror.
People steal it. I've seen many people try to steal it and say they did it. So I actually took a photo of myself with it, pointing at it, and put it on to like, you did not draw this. I fucking drew it. You shut your mouth.
Really? People are assholes. And my video, is it still off?
Yeah, it's still spinning.
What the fuck?
Let me see if I can, while you're trying to figure that out, let me see if I can name. That's
Nosferatu. There's like 65 people in there, yeah.
Nosferatu, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Chucky, and Bride of Chucky. Pinhead, obviously. Who's that guy below him?
Below Pinhead?
Who?
Below Pinhead?
Yeah.
That's the tall man from Phantasm.
Aha. You know, I have seen Phantasm. I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, you only need to see the first two, and then you can quit.
I've never seen the rest of the Phantasms. To be honest with you, I always thought they were kind of like Hellraiser knockoffs because of that ball.
Yeah, they're okay. They're just okay.
Let's see who else. The Mummy, Hitchcock, Scream. I see. Oh yeah, Norman Bates stabbing in the background. Dracula, Scream, Myers, Pennywise, Phantom of the Opera.
It's a little outdated, some of the new people. I drew this like 10 years ago or something, and really? James Wan, you know, the Saw guy, I know him a little bit. And he saw it, and he messaged me. He's like, why isn't Jigsaw in there? And I was like, sorry, I did it before that movie wasn't big yet. Sorry.
He wasn't a thing yet.
You weren't a thing yet, James, when I drew this like literally 10 years ago. So
there's Freddy. Who's that guy that looks like he's the Crow? Oh, is that? That's not Sinister. It looks like Sinister, though.
No, he's Sinister's definitely not. Where the Crow guy?
Right below The Exorcist.
Oh, is that? That's Jack Nicholson, I think? From that's The Shining?
With the black hair?
Yeah, like his face is down. He's above
I see. I'm looking at the very small image. It looks like he has, like, long hair. Wolfman? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Frankenstein, Crypt Keeper. He's like peeking out. That's cute. Everything else is too tiny for me to see right now. Oh, I see Jason.
There's Ash. Is small. He's full body. He's next to Freddy and Crypt Keeper between them.
I don't see him.
So little. There's a huge print of this online somewhere.
Like, where's Waldo?
Oh, I do see him. I do see him. His arm is up and his chainsaw's down. I do see
him. I'll tweet it to you. You're going to have like 97 tweets from me when you go check your Twitter.
That's great. Oh, you went away now too.
I just, I clicked the, maybe it'll go back. Click the,
oh, I see.
What's going on? These are weird issues I've never ran into.
It's my fault probably.
It's not your fault. It's probably my fault.
It's that Skype is a big piece of garbage. That's the problem.
Yeah, everything went dark. But oh well, you can kind of see you guys still there. Maggie, how much longer you got? A couple minutes?
Yeah, I should probably go soon.
Okay. Before you go, I want to talk about Sister Sorella real quick.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for watching. You watched online?
Yeah, so I watched the three episodes that are like the web series episodes, and then I watched one of the other ones, and I'm impressed. I am seriously impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a little different. It's certainly not the horror genre.
It's no, it's impressive. So let's tell everybody what it is. So it's like a live. This is watching a sitcom. You guys do it live. It's like watching a live audience sitcom.
And they
you guys
do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, yeah, we do. Well, originally, it was like we did it in front of an audience, and we did it live, and you could only go to it like a theatrical event.
Uh huh.
And we started taping all those and putting them online, and they're still there. Which is like a basic like three camera sitcom feel. And then recently we started a web series, and the web series isn't live, but it's the same characters and some of the same stories put up, and we put out an episode a month.
So we you guys kill it. Like seriously, I'm impressed. Just the flow of it. Like the episode I did watch, you like catfishing your sister.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, I am Spartacus! and then there's a scene where you guys get emotional for a second. She's like cleaning the apartment and you're yelling at her and basically telling her she's distracting herself from her issues or whatever. I was like, wow, this is really fucking good.
Oh, thanks. You watched the live episodes. I thought you meant you watched the web series. You watched like the actual live episodes.
Yeah, I watched that one so far.
Oh, that's so cool. Thanks for watching those. Yeah, those are really fun.
I'll watch them all. I'll definitely watch them all because it's really good. You're not telling me I have to. I'm saying I want to watch them all because they're good. I like it.
That's great. We have like actual like 3-minute like web series shows that aren't live, but they're out now, and they're fun. They're fun too. But the live ones are they have like a special energy to them. And I don't want to give anything away, but we're working on developing some more stuff right now. So.
I'm excited. It's good. I like it. I normally cannot stand live actual sitcoms. I just can't stand them. I can't stand live audiences or laugh tracks. It turns me off. But I really like this. I'm gonna go through and watch all of them.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they can be really fun. I mean, the show is really fun. It's really fun to do in front of an audience, and it was really fun to film the web series, which is a little bit of a different feel for it, but it's fun to do because it's written by three women and it stars three women, and
you guys wrote it.
Yeah, we write it and we perform it as well, and so that's fun.
That's so awesome. Seriously, how do you tune the audience out, or do you not? Like, I wonder how you do that. Like, I couldn't focus on two things at once.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask that, and I think the key to it is that you can't tune them out. You kind of have to like treat them like another. Like cast member, if you will, and like react to them and like work off of them. And if you use their energy, then everything goes. You have to kind of like go with the flow, go with like,
yeah,
instead of trying to fight against it. And especially in shows like that, like comedies like that, the audience is like a key player. Like the show to me doesn't really come together until we have the audience.
Yeah, that's so neat. Really, I wish I had the balls to do stuff like this because I would have so much fun at it. I can't remember lines very well. Ted, are you talking? Because your mic is muted. Mike, yeah, Ted, you're we cannot hear you, Ted. Okay, you guys, Ted's had technical difficulties. Maybe he'll fix it. Ted, thumbs down. We cannot hear you. I don't know if he can hear me, but yeah, Ted's I like this. I'm really impressed, and I wish I could do stuff like that. I really, really wish.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, he left. He's coming back.
Oh, I'm here.
No, my shit died. I don't know. I could see everybody, but I couldn't hear everybody.
We've been having some weird
Microsoft
Skype issues.
This is a Skype thing. Microsoft officially this month, they are now worth $1 trillion. I don't know if you heard about this. But they cannot get Skype to work, like, at all. They're worth $1 trillion, and we're part of, like, a podcast network, Maggie. we have like all sorts of shows, and everyone uses Skype because it kind of has like a, it has us by the balls. You know what I'm saying? It kind of has a, what's the word, Iams? It has like a monopoly over the podcast industry, but it fucking blows.
It's a user-friendly software, but it just fucks up all the time.
And there's an update every other day, and it never improves anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I mean, I feel like this is all my fault. You can blame me. Don't blame Skype.
You can't blame yourself. You can't go through life blaming yourself. Things happen.
You can't blame yourself. Always blame Sean. Seriously, always blame Sean. I will take blame. You guys send me your blame. If something happens in your life, if you guys get pulled over by a cop.
Face is back. My God.
Yeah, if you get pulled over by a cop and you're speeding, just give him my phone number and say it's my fault. I will handle it. Don't worry.
I was trying to get home in time for this show, and they were doing that stupid Johnny Depp, what's that, Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing the premiere of that. And you could not move your car, and it was like not stand still for 30 minutes. And I literally said, "Fucking Sean, this fucking shit."
yeah, for real. Yeah, I had Sissy Jones on a couple weeks ago. She did some of the voice work on the trailers. For what's the main chick's name? What's that main chick's name? I don't know. Whatever.
I just know it's Johnny Bukowski. Depp. Johnny Depp looks like Linda Blair in those movies. I don't know what they're doing. He does. It's not a joke. It's like, it's horrifying looking.
He looks like Linda Blair.
Look at him. Put a side by side of the Mad Hatter and Linda Blair at the end of The Exorcist. It's almost exactly the same.
Oh my God. You know, I love Tim Burton so much, and I just don't understand what he's doing with those movies at all. Not even a little bit.
And I love Johnny Depp, but I'm done with Johnny Depp and with a white face and a goofy costume.
Exactly how I feel. I'd follow Johnny Depp to the ends of the earth. I just don't want to see him as the Hatter anymore.
Johnny Depp in Tusk? Have you seen Tusk?
He's in Tusk?
Tusk.
Yes.
Have I seen Tusk? I love Tusk. I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I love Kevin Smith. But I feel like Kevin Smith was like, Johnny Depp, will you do this movie? And Johnny Depp was like, can I do whatever the fuck I want? And he was like, yes. And Johnny Depp was like, can my daughter be in the movie? And he was like, yes. And he was like, deal. And they made this movie.
Yeah, now they got Yoga Hauser's coming out with his daughter. Kevin Smith's daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter. It's all based around them in that convenience store.
Oh, really? Yeah, because that other girl's Kevin Smith's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
guys,
great.
I'm putting Linda Blair and Mad Hatter side by side. It's uncanny. I can't even tell them apart. I'm gonna put a make a Photoshop side by side and see if anyone knows. It's like one time I put a picture of Ron Perlman and Harry from Harry and the Hendersons side by side. People could not tell the difference. This is part two of that.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's like when people switch around Ted Cruz and Kevin from The Office.
Or the lead singer of Striper.
Yeah.
You ever see that one?
Yes.
He looks just like him.
It's unbelievable.
Awesome. Okay, guys, we'll wrap this up so we don't keep Maggie too long, because we'll just keep going. I'll say one more thing and we'll be here for another hour.
It's true. It's my fault. Thank you.
It's all your fault.
Picking your brain.
Yeah, we kept you longer. We were already at an hour and 20. You said an hour, so fuck yeah.
You could have watched Hellraiser Hellworld by now, but you chose to do this.
That is true. If you don't think I'm going to be watching that, you're dead wrong. I'm going to tweet you when I watch it. I'm going to be tweeting both of you about Hellraiser Hellworld.
I'll watch it too.
It has a very weird scene. You know, Pinhead never directly kills people because it's always like, this has a very odd scene where he literally picks up a meat cleaver and is like, ah, and just like hacks a dude up. And it's very not Pinhead. It's very odd.
I don't understand the last one they had to make, because they had to finish the franchise, right? But
they had to keep the rights to the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't understand who's like writing. Like, is there like a, there should be like a rule book or something. I just feel like that the whole series is in such flux. Like, somebody just needs to make some hard and fast rules.
Here, Maggie, I'm sending you a picture.
Ted will send you the most shit ever, I swear. You'll have, like, homework to do. Like, okay, I got my, yeah, I got my week's schedule
Alex
done.
Alex Esso 2 weeks ago is still going through the binder of shit I sent her to look at.
I'm linking you this. I'm sending you this. Here's this link.
Look at the picture. This. Look at it.
Oh, my God. It's like the same eyes.
Same teeth, everything. It's the same.
That's really weird and extremely depressing for some reason. I can't wait for in like a week when you go into Instagram and you see that I'm posting that picture you drew of all the horror villains. And I'm like, hey, guys, just some sketching I was doing this week.
Oh,
tell me
yeah.
what you guys
do. I'm going to do it, too. I'll do it, too.
You can get away. I will not bitch about you doing it. You can it's all yours. Do whatever you want.
That doesn't make any sense to me that somebody would try to use somebody else's artwork online. I mean, it's the internet. People are going to know.
And it's like, I'm pretty sure I can prove I drew that considering I have the original right there.
Well, you know what, dude? I do have a Samsung Note 5, so I can screenshot it, zoom in really, really close, and with my stylus, I'm going to sign my name in there, and then zoom out, and boom, it's going to look official. It's going to look official.
By the way, I didn't know Linda Blair got so naked in so many movies. What the fuck's going
really?
On?
Really?
It's weird.
Fun fact, naked Linda Blair.
Fun fact, hey, Linda Blair's got
Blair.
Super
good for Linda
naked.
Blair.
All right, guys. We reached the end. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
I don't know, man. Wrap it up, son!
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Maggie Carr with one R. And I post a lot of fun horror stuff there. And we, for Sister Sorella, we have a website, thesistersorella.com. Or you can just follow me on Twitter at, what is it? What do you call that? That little at thing? At Magnus at.
Yeah. At, the little at.
Hey, what do you call the at? Is it at? You can follow me at Mag the Car. With one R as well on Twitter, and I post there a lot as well. And I look forward to your patronage, your friendship, your viral friendship.
Maggie, I would like to offer you my friendship here on air, officially right now.
Will you accept our friendship?
Accept my friendship.
Yes, please do.
Okay, we got that. We got that recorded. We are friends.
I feel like I've known you my whole life. This is wonderful.
Thank
so
God.
When you're on the next Evil Dead movie, you're like, there's my friend Maggie!
Yep, your friend Maggie. I'll be there. Hopefully someday. God willing.
Oh, you will. You're going to blow
up. Can I come on and be an extra, the guy that goes to take a pee behind Maggie?
Yeah, I will let you on if you're an extra with a bunch of crappy food taking a pee every single take.
I want to be the guy bringing you the crappy food because I could definitely do that.
You could be the guy
you
puking
would be great
at
that
the
I would be great.
You would be great at anything you do.
Actually, with the bald head and glasses, I can do a good butler. Like, I could do, like, a... Can I take you to your room? Can I carry your bags up to your room, sir?
That's pretty good. Look at you.
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I got the lines down. Let me get this better. Can I take your bags to your room, sir?
That's good. Can you do, like, a British accent?
Can I take it
to you? I can't do it. Cut! can't do accents.
Sean, can I take your bags to your room, sir?
Sir? Yeah.
Master Sean, can I take you?
Okay, Ted, plug your stuff, dude.
Tedekin on everything. Xbox Live, Instagram, Twitter, Grindr, Tumblr.
Grindr, yeah.
Tinder.
Buddy.
No, I'm kidding. But everything, that's me.
Can't wait. I can't wait, dude. I can't wait till I find you on
Twitch,
Grindr.
You Twitch, you can come watch me play video games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's my long ass thing that I feel sick of every time I do, but I gotta do it. Okay, guys, thank you. That was episode 39 of Horribly Awkward. And also, you guys can find me on the Tell Me Stories podcast, episode 29, which just was released this week. Paula Allen is super fucking awesome. Candida is awesome. She's a bestie. She became a bestie just from podcasting with her, and I was on her podcast. So go check that out, episode 29, Tell Me Stories podcast. Also, Horribly Awkward is on the BS Podcast Network, so go to bspodcastnetwork.com. You could find me there as well with a bunch of other shows. The Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, that's an actual name, Dropping Loads, that's an actual name, Warpod, Accidentally the Whole Tip, that's
a name. There's a show called Dropping Loads?
Yep.
There's a show called Accidentally the Whole Tip?
Yep.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. But the best of all is Horribly Awkward.
Oh, and I wanted to say I do ZombieCast, and Maggie, you are welcome on ZombieCast anytime you have literally nothing to do on a Monday night.
That sounds great. ZombieCast sounds great. I'm going to have to get into that. I have so much to do.
ZombieCast is
But the problem is
awesome.
We talk about Walking Dead, so you can sit and we will tell you come up, we'll tell you all about what you're missing.
And I'll be like, great.
We'll catch you up for six seasons in the span of an hour. We'll catch you, get you fully up to speed so you can start watching this fall when it returns.
Maggie would be awesome on ZombieCast. All those guys, they're all my friends now. I mean, literally, we've all became like real close friends. We have this Facebook chat that we're all in there every day talking. Just one Facebook chat with 13 people. It's fucking awesome.
That's great.
Also, you can find me on The Social Dozen with Ted as well. Different episodes, most likely, or will most likely be on the same episode, but that's once a month.
Heck, there's a rule you're not supposed to be on the show with the same person, and we've been on three times together. It makes no sense. So, go figure.
Yeah, I'm never going to get through this, Ted, if you keep interrupting me.
Just putting it out there.
You can find me on Horrible Gamers Podcast as well if you want to hear me be an adult child. You can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast or at @theycallmeimes. That is also my gamer tag. Find me there, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. All this stuff. Go to iTunes and leave me a review, please. I will love you forever, and I will send you a virtual hug any day you do this. Thank you. Maggie, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
One thing I've learned on today's podcast is that there is a podcast called Accidentally the Whole Tip. And also that Hellraiser has a movie called Hellraiser...
Hellworld.
That I have not seen. And Pinhead kills somebody with a meat cleaver in it.
Shame on you.
Starring Henry Cavill before he was the Man of Steel.
How bizarre.
What have you learned on today's show, Ted?
Everything is Sean's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
It reinforced that Skype is terrible. Linda Blair looks like Johnny Depp. I don't know.
Oh, I've learned that the Maggie versus Evil Dead was shot at her house.
It was.
Yes, that's incredible. Okay, so we're done, you guys. Oh, this has been fucking awesome. Anytime you have an open door policy, Ted and Maggie, anytime you guys ever want to talk or come on podcast, just let me know. If you see a guest I have on coming on, you're like, I want to talk to that person too, just let me know.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Did my camera ever come back?
No, you're still circling.
It's weird because on my end, I see everybody and mine's here. That's fucking weird. Thank you, Maggie, for coming on.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
So I'll edit this, and it will sound not as derpy once I edit it all, and it'll make sense. Even Ted, for the first time listening to one of my podcasts, he's like, dude, this editing is awesome. And I was like, you're actually a first-time listener?
I never listen to anyone's show.
We've been friends for a long time, man.
I listen to my own show, and that's about it. my show sounds bad. God, that was a good point I just made.
You guys have both been so wonderful. I learned so much from you guys. I have so much to do now.
Yes. We're ready. We tagged you and we're ready to send you out into the world.
That's great. I cannot wait to watch this new Hellraiser film and then tweet you guys about it all the time.
I want to tweet every day.
You know what me and Ted do, or we've done it a couple times, or once, I'm lying, is we'll all get the same movie. We'll get like three of us on Skype, and we'll all push play at the same time and just watch a movie over Skype, which we watched that movie Bite recently. And
Bite.
It's some movie that just
about
came
a girl
out.
Gets bitten by a thing and starts melting, and it's just meant to be disgusting.
No, I haven't heard about this.
It's one of those movies that comes out and goes, "This is the most disgusting thing ever. Bring your barf bags." People had to leave the audience, and it's not. It's not
like
that
human centipede situation.
So many at least Human Centipede exactly 1, at least, was, I thought, a good movie. It was actually a well-made movie. In a way, 2, no, 3 was one of the worst things ever. But this is just, let's make something gross just to be gross, you know?
That's what Bite was?
Yeah, that's what Bite is. There's no plot. It's just, look how gross it is.
Oh, man. I'm not all about that gross out life. I'm not into the Saws. I like the first Saw. Who cannot like the first Saw? But after that, I'm not into it. I'll YouTube the deaths. I'll just watch the deaths, and then that's it. I won't watch the movie.
Wait a minute. Okay, you're like, I'm not into the gore as Saw, but I will watch. Only I will cut out everything that's not the gore and just watch the gore.
I'm not gonna watch the whole movie if it's really just about the gore, is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I really.
But like the special effects in the Saw movies are like the best around. They're amazing. I can't miss those. It's sure, just like I've never seen any of the Fatal Attractions, but I know Fatal Attractions. The Fatal
Final Destination.
Oh, Final Destination.
I was like, Fatal Attraction? That wasn't gory, was it?
No.
They did cook the bun.
But I know every single death in Final Destination, like the back of my hand. I've seen all of them a million times.
I enjoy those movies. The 4 is a piece of garbage, but 1, 2, 3, and 5 are good.
4? Which one is 4?
That's the Final Destination. They called it The Final, then they made another one. Final Destination.
What's the first death? Is that the race car one?
That's the NASCAR one, yeah.
Yes.
That's a really bad movie.
I've never seen it, but the deaths are really good in that.
Is that where the guy gets stuck in the pool? Like, gets sucked into the bottom of the
ass sucked out.
It's ridiculous. There's also, there's a lot of things that are stupid about the kills in that movie. For instance, the girl is standing there outside the NASCAR place, and a tire comes and has enough force to knock her head off, but not enough force to knock over her body.
it's like a Mortal Kombat fatality. The head just falls over. It's ridiculous.
That's also the one where the guy is like working out and two weights come and crush his head together.
A lot of head crushing in that one. Yeah.
I think my favorite is in part 5, the gymnast who flips and lands and her body just folds.
It's like, in half.
I was eating a tuna fish sandwich and watching that movie, and I was like, get me a fucking break on that app. Get out of here.
You remember what you're eating. Must have had some impact on you, man.
I distinctly remember. I was at a very bad time in my life, so I remember everything that happened every day.